I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Hungary is under increasing pressure. The European Union is demanding that Hungary get its books in order. It also wants Hungary to amend new laws restricting the press, the courts, and the central bank. But some in Hungary are pushing back. This weekend, far-right protesters there called for an exit from the EU, and they're not the only ones talking about an exit. As Nate Tabak reports from Budapest, some Hungarians alarmed at where their country is headed are talking about getting out.
Zoltán Palay is living the Hungarian dream. He's serving up a bit of haute Americana as he prepares a cup of artisan drip coffee. Palay runs the cafe at Masolit Books. The San Diego native is the son of Hungarian immigrants. He moved to Budapest to rediscover his roots more than 3 years ago. It's the complete reverse of what many of his Hungarian peers have done, or now plan to do.
They often are completely shocked by my decision to come back here and to, you know, pursue citizenship and to kind of settle back in the home country. Most Hungarians my age are looking abroad.
The economy here is dreary, and many are souring on the center-right government of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Critics say the new constitution and new laws are chipping away at Hungary's democratic foundation. The result?
Everybody's talking about leaving, and everybody knows somebody who are families, groups of friends who are living together. It's a real exodus.
That's István Rev. He's a professor of history and political science at Central European University. He says it hasn't been like this since 1956.
The communist masters cannot crush a proud people.
Then, 200,000 people fled Hungary in the wake of the failed revolution, crushed by the Soviets.
Refusing to live under Soviet tyranny, refugees stream into Austria. They flee with little more than the clothes on their backs.
Rev says things aren't as bad now, but Hungarians increasingly feel that the promise of democracy, which came in 1989, is disappearing.
People think that the hopes that the country embraced around 89 about a brighter, more dignified, more human future could not be taken seriously.
Count Sophie Orban among them. Orban, no relation to the prime minister, is moving to Portugal at the end of February. The English teacher is fed up with Hungary's shift to the right.
Without sounding or trying to sound too dramatic, but fascist tendencies and the extreme right-wing political sort of machinations, I think, are really frightening in a way.
Case in point is the recent rise of a far-right ultranationalist party, Jobbik. It's known for its anti-Roma, anti-Semitic, and anti-gay rhetoric. And it recently called for Hungary's exit from the EU. A new poll ranked Jobbik as the third most popular political party in the country. Sophie Orban says the final push for her was the treatment of her sister, who's gay.
It was something that even before theoretically bothered me, but when it was my own sister who was threatened with physical violence or, being spat on or whatever, and these are things that happened, it's not something that sort of, like, cannot bother you.
Orban says it speaks to a much larger problem.
It's not something I tell people, like, I want to leave Hungary because many people are homophobic. That's just part of this whole, like, attitude that many people have here, I think, which is one of intolerance.
Nikola Draskovic is also planning to leave Hungary. He's 25 and has a degree in civil engineering. But the only work he's found is at a youth hostel making $40 a day. Draskovic and his family came here from Serbia in 1999 during the Kosovo War.
Hungary was, at that time, really going upside, and the economy was really good. They had money. You could see the future.
Draskovic became a Hungarian citizen. Now he says to anyone in Serbia who's thinking of moving here,
no, don't come to Hungary. Go somewhere else.
Draskovic plans to go to Germany, where his mother now lives. But the Hungarian government isn't just standing by as young people leave. It's launched a PR campaign to encourage them to stay put.
Egy fiúról.
This slick video is called Everything Ties Me Here.
És egy lányról.
It looks like a film trailer. A young man resists the temptation of a job in Britain and opts for a civil service fellowship in Hungary. He and his girlfriend hit some hard times. But the story has a happy ending. As for Hungary, growing numbers here aren't willing to stick around to see how this one ends. For The World, I'm Nate Tabak, Budapest.